Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
Call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Again, 655-1234, area code 617. What'd you get into over the weekend? How about you, Kennedy?
Well, Saturday was my big day. I went over to Pierce Park Sailing Center in East Boston to help them kick off their opening day celebration, which was so much fun. And I got to honor our good friend Austin Carr, which was really a special, special moment. And wow, if you've not been over there, friends, I mean, it is this oasis that you are in the city, but not in the city. The park is huge. You know, they're going to hire over 120 kids this summer to work with other kids, you know, kids from the inner city that might not ever get to go sailing because it is a very expensive proposition. And it's just gorgeous.
The views back into the Boston.
I can't even. This place is just hidden back there, and it is so beautiful and just gorgeous. If you want to go have a picnic, I highly recommend. And then Saturday night, I went, or afternoon really, I met a casino guy and his girlfriend and some other friends, went over to the Omni Seaport at the Sporting Club for the Boston Man Magazine Derby Party, which was very fun. It was great to see everybody. And
did you wear your big hat?
I had like a headband thing with flowers and horses on it. I thought it was very good. It wasn't fascinating, really. It was like more of a headband, really. But yeah, it was really fun. I sat in the corner most of the night, but I enjoyed myself, and I won on my horse, and which was great.
Kennedy won like $500.
You picked the winner of the Kentucky Derby correctly?
I did.
What was your strategy? Were you looking at all those old races?
No, not really. I just kind of, I was watching sort of the pre-game stuff, and I went on gut. I just got lucky. Really, at the end of the day, I just got lucky.
That's all horse racing is.
That's cool, Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah. And then Sunday was me and my heating pads, so yeah.
I feel that. let's see. We have Jody in. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, mixers.
Hello.
You were a singing princess this weekend?
I was a singing fairy princess at Enchanted Orchard at Red Apple Farm, and my pet mouse, Stanley, was my enchanted prince.
We've never got that call before, and we've been doing this a while.
It was his first time.
Okay.
I've never seen so many grown men kiss an adorable mouse in my life.
Stanley's popular among grown men.
He absolutely crushed it. He had a wonderful day. The kids loved him. He's very sweet. I had so much fun.
How does one get the gig of Enchanted Fairy Princess?
Strangely, I did it last year. I was cast by a photograph because my lovely friends were in it, and they've seen me dress up in a beautiful dress that I have. And I went to a few rehearsals, learned some songs, and they asked me back again this year.
That's awesome. Bringing joy to the people.
Absolutely. And bringing a mouse.
Bringing Joy and Stanley.
Yeah, they were just like, we were just hoping to get a princess. We got a princess and a mouse.
Hey, now.
Yes, and all the little kids tried their magic to unenchant him.
Good stuff. All right, thanks for sharing it, Jody. Have a great week.
Have a great week.
That's very cool.
Carly's from Easton. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
So you went to New York City and you did a show called what?
It's called The Accomplice.
Okay, what is that?
So basically, a man meets you on the street and tells you his friend's been kidnapped, and he sends you on this crazy scavenger hunt throughout the city, and you have to, like, meet people along the way and find certain stores and solve the crime.
That sounds fun. Did you solve it?
We did.
How long did it take?
Wizard of Oz themed. Oh, like 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really cool. It ends in a bar. Basically, I didn't even realize we were still in the show, and people start screaming, and I'm like, oh, we're still in it.
And then tell everybody how you finished up your trip.
Oh, we decided we're walking back, and we passed Cornelia Street, and for the Swifties out there, she used to live there, so we decided to go into a tattoo shop and get matching snake tattoos for Taylor Swift.
Let's go. That sounds like a perfect weekend.
What a weekend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kennedy's wearing her Tortured Poets Society.
I am indeed.
I love it.
Tortured Poets Department, sir.
What did I say?
Society.
Oh, sorry.
We don't want the Swifty smoke.
Yes, my apologies. All right. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that, Carly. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.
I got to tell you, Kennedy, something pretty funny happened in my life on Friday. Obviously, I go to a lot of lacrosse games. And so Barrett was playing a middle school game on Friday afternoon. And just almost immediately from the start of the game, there was something different about this game. The electricity with him and his teammates, it was, I don't know. I had never really seen it before. Mm-hmm. They end up winning this game pretty handily. I think 17-4 was the final score of this lacrosse game, which, yeah, it was. They all played great. It was a lot of fun to watch, the camaraderie they had shown during this game. And so afterwards, I said to Barrett, I was like, you guys were like really into this more than I've seen ever before. He's like, yeah, the other team was talking junk the night before on social media. I was like, say what? He's like, yeah, a couple of their players were on our social media accounts dropping comments and posts and all of this stuff. So we didn't say anything back. We just let them know on the field.
So are you going to start doing that on a social media about, like, Spanish tests?
Yeah, I know, right?
You ain't going to get nothing on that test today, bro.
If you want to comment on the other team, do it in Spanish, please. After the game, I went up to the North Shore, to the North Shore Mall. And had an event at Amigos, and it was awesome. If you've never been to that place, it is family-owned, it is a one-off, and they are the most wonderful people. Great drinks, great food, just, you know how much I love Mexican food. And it's hard to find a really good Mexican restaurant that is, like, locally family-owned, that is a good value. That's the thing, too. Like, there's some place you go into, I'm like, this is like Mexican food. It's supposed to be like cost effective. It's not supposed to be $45 for some burritos, is what I'm saying. Their food was so good. So if you get a chance, go check that place out. And then on Saturday, more games in Fitchburg, Kennedy. You know, my favorite
obviously
place. And then I hosted a charity event on Saturday night for the Good Shepherd School in Charlestown, which is always a lot of fun. We do this auction, and what they have is these young kids will do paintings with their hands and put them on, and then they auction them off to the parents.
No.
So we had
that's a wonderful form of bribery.
It is great.
It's an expensive finger painting.
So this guy, I called him Ryan Reynolds because he was a dead ringer for Ryan Reynolds, right?
Well,
so
that's not a bad guy to look like.
He looked better than Ryan Reynolds, actually. Ryan Reynolds looks like Walmart Ryan Reynolds compared to this guy. So he's in the back, and he bids it up to $600, right? Now, he's in the very back of the crowd. He can't really see what's going on, but he's like, I'll pay $600. So he buys it for $600. They go to give it to him, only to realize that he was bidding on the wrong class.
Oh, no.
It wasn't his kid's handprint on the painting.
Oh, no.
So then I chastised him for the next 20 minutes to make him bid up the actual painting of the next one that was up, which is his kid. And then I convinced him to give it back to us, and then we auctioned it off a second time, and we kept his extra $600.
Well played, sir. Well played, sir.
And, Kennedy, guess what I did on Sunday?
Went to lacrosse game?
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. We watched A Complete Unknown over the weekend, too.
Oh, the Bob Dylan movie?
Bob Dylan, yeah. Another 10 out of 10. Would recommend. Fantastic. He was very good in that movie.
Duly noted.
Meh. Yep. No? Your guy's in it, Johnny Cash.
I
he's an important part of the movie, actually.
I know.
All right, 617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? We'll do more of that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.